Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A federal judge in Boston has ruled the federal law which bans same-sex marriage unconstitutional. It means for now, homosexual couples in the state have the same rights under federal law as heterosexual couples. WBUR's Sonari Glinton reports the ruling will very likely not be the end of the battle, but rather a new beginning.
The Defense of Marriage Act became law in 1996 during the height of the cultural wars. The law defines marriage for federal purposes as between a man and a woman. That's for income tax, veterans benefits, immigration, and a slew of other federal programs and benefits. But in the two cases decided in Massachusetts, lawyers argued that marriage has always been the province of the state, and U.S. District Court Judge Joseph Turow agreed, ruling the federal law unconstitutional. But
a district court in Massachusetts, when it makes a constitutional opinion, it has no authority outside of its own district.
Kent Greenfield teaches law at Boston College. He says, while important, the ruling has its limitations.
Other courts will look at this opinion and consider whether it's persuasive. If they think it's persuasive, they will start including its reasoning in its own opinions. But it only has the weight that a court chooses to give it. Now, in Massachusetts, it's until it's appealed or until it's overturned, it is the law of Massachusetts.
What exactly that means is not entirely clear. Will same-sex couples be able to be buried in the same veteran cemetery plot? Will they be able to file jointly on federal income taxes? State Attorney General Martha Coakley says yes. She filed one of the two lawsuits.
There's a range of differential benefits from Social Security to Medicare to other health benefits that you are entitled to if you are married on filing your income tax that the federal government has just not recognized because it has the restrictive definition of marriage. This decision should change that.
Well, obviously, our opponents or the proponents of same-sex marriage continually use the courts to advance their cause.
Chris Mino is president of Massachusetts Family Institute, a group that opposes same-sex marriage. He says the ruling is an example of judicial overreach.
Because any time that it's put to a referendum to the people to whom the definition of marriage belongs, not to the courts or the legislature, they vote resoundingly for a marriage to be defined solely as the union of one man and one woman.
Mino says opponents of same-sex marriage should take their fight to their elected representatives. He doesn't believe there's any recourse in the legal system. The decision essentially leaves the ball in the court of the U.S. Attorney General's office. It decides whether to appeal or not. The Obama administration has two competing opinions. During arguments, the Justice Department's lawyer repeatedly said the Obama administration opposes DOMA but thinks the law is constitutional. So far, the Justice Department says it's reviewing the case. If it appeals, that could lead to the U.S. Supreme Court.
This case exactly flips everybody's intuition and everybody's ideology.
Boston College law professor Kent Greenfield.
The liberals will say, no, states' rights. Massachusetts has a right to define marriage. The conservatives will say, no, federal government power has a right to say which federal government benefits go to what kind of married couple.
Greenfield says he'll be fascinated to see how a gay marriage case plays out in the U.S. Supreme Court, if it gets that far. For WBUR, I'm Sonari Glinton.